Hi, my name is Lisa Tremblay, and my change project is about increasing awareness about recovery coaches in the Greater Tilton area. The area includes the surrounding towns of Franklin, Andover, Salisbury, Danbury, Northfield, and Samerton. I have teamed up with the Greater Tilton Area Family Resource Center to implement this project for the benefit of the community members. A little bit of history. The rise in deaths related to substance abuse in New Hampshire has claimed the state's focus and attention. It has prompted public policy efforts to address the problem with a greater opportunity for the citizens of New Hampshire to receive treatment. By examining the need for recovery coaches within communities, it helps to uncover and identify what is needed for future to help find sobriety and improve their quality of their life. By talking with residents of the communities and professionals who serve the area, there is a lack of knowledge on the available resources within the area. To be able to make an impact on a community fighting this disease, there will need to be a deconstruction of stigma around substance abuse through comprehensive education and outreach methods. By identifying internal and external forces that could impact a change project, a plan could be put in place. Internal and external forces can be problematic, and finding a creative way to overcome these barriers will help make a difference in a change project. An organization's internal environment is the people, factors, and systems that can be influential and a powerful driver with change. Strong leadership can influence activities, decisions, and attitudes when it comes to the change and impact it. It begins with an understanding of what motivates and influences people for success. Leadership success is often based on the leader's capabilities in terms of motivation, influence, power, interpersonal relationships, communication, and inspiring teams. A good leader will be able to drive change within the organization to make a difference. Keep it in mind that an organization's size, culture, readiness to change, and teamwork are key factors. Organizational change can be supported by an understanding of the content and why the change is necessary. A successful organization will utilize a variety of communication practices to help facilitate and improve the change process. If a leader does not have a plan and no clear direction to implement a change, it can leave the staff with a feeling of uneasiness. Sometimes leaders will meet resistance from staff, and this could be from a lack of trust or other factors. People find it very hard to let go of ways that are known. When there are pre-established patterns of behavior, change can upset this, making it difficult. Some people may feel that the priority is not important to them and make it less important. One of the top reasons that change efforts fail is due to employees' resistance. But overcoming this barrier will allow for change to happen. Ways to overcome resistance to change from staff members is by having a strong leadership team who communicates very clearly and is committed to making the change. A leader who has a clear plan, communicates it, and can provide an explanation as to the positive impacts the change can have on an organization can help people feel less resistance. External drivers for change include state and federal agencies, technology advancements, economic, social, and regulatory requirements. Many times these forces cannot be controlled, and organizations with a clear mission and vision can align itself and be prepared. Leaders who can communicate what has been learned from the external forces can engage and exchange for ideas that will benefit the organization. Communication is a key factor and must come from the top down. People need to be aware of how external forces can impact a change process or performance. Organizations need to be prepared and plan accordingly for how external forces can impact them. With support coming down from the state level, recovery services are recognized as a need. The state recognizes that substance abuse are a public health issue, and prevention and education and recovery services are pertinent. The state of New Hampshire is the driving force for the development of these new service lines, dispensing funding for prevention and treatment and increasing awareness. The aim is to reduce population health risks, control costs, and improve outcomes. The goal is to get people to resources to provide timely coaching, intervention, education, and a coordination of care to make an impact that will improve their health at the time when a person is reaching out for it. Without awareness of recovery coaches, many people will not be successful. The priority within the community is to have available resources, recovery coaches, that are able to make a difference to improve a population's health.